this week on The Nervous Record.
Oh, do you stick your feet out?
The way that my voice teacher put it was, I walk like I'm taking my cow to market.
You have kind of like a wide, I was going to say rural gait. It's like an easy, slow.
Maybe it's pained.
Maybe it's a pained walk.
Good God!
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Today I went and had my farewell lunch from We Took to the Woods.
Great.
Which was just me and Nancy Lee and Sylvie. And this blazer that you commented on. Mm-hmm. So I showed up at lunch. It's like 77 degrees outside. I was like, you know what? Maybe I just won't look like a scrub when I go to this lunch. It's the farewell lunch. And maybe my parting image doesn't have to be so disorderly, you know? So I put on this snappy outfit. I mean, it's not snappy, but I put on an outfit. I put on pants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already progress. I get to the restaurant, walk in, and Nancy Lee's like, Lee, what is on your blazer? I was like, what? She's like, you have something on your hold on, lift your
panty liner.
No, that's the tag.
Oh.
I'm just walking around with the tag, the Old Navy tag, just hanging off of the blazer. I said, I mean, I tried to make, I was like, I was going to return it after this lunch was over.
I mean, you also might have done that.
Yeah, so. It's true. Like, I'm just going to see how I smell after this lunch is over. Don't anybody order fajitas. My car is falling apart. Good time for that. Might need a new clutch. Oh, all of God. My relocation money of like, here, buy yourself furniture to start a new life.
Yeah.
It's all gone towards the IRS.
Oh, God.
Now probably getting my car fixed.
No.
Like all that I've bought towards my new house are like several small accent tables.
Well, that's good. That's a start.
You know.
The thing is, when you get there, this is the crazy thing. They're going to give you money.
Yeah, I know. I feel
isn't
like
that weird?
I feel like it's, I think that they are. Like, I know that they say they're going to, but I don't want it to be in this situation where I think it's going to be a lot more money than it actually is.
Do you need plates?
No, that's what I got yesterday.
Damn.
Do you have any, like a leather armchair? So, yeah, I was in a terrible mood all day today because I found out about my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shut my fucking finger in the door. And it hurts like hell. Yeah, I've got my finger in a splint and
it looks real sexy.
I mean, it's so dumb. It's on, but this is my dominant hand. So, like, I can't, everything is awkward because I've got this big bulky.
Like eating cheesecake right now.
Yeah, I'm managing somehow. What's the worst pain that you've ever been in? Is it birth? Is it childbirth?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. honestly,
I felt dumb asking the question after
no,
I did.
No, but honestly, I don't remember it super well. And the pain before the epidural, the like 48 hours of unmedicated labor.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was real bad, but it was like a dull pain in my lower back. So I don't remember like any kind of like my vagina ripping or anything like that.
Did your vagina rip when you had Cordelia?
Yes.
Does that? Oh my God.
It doesn't happen to everybody. But there's usually, I mean, not usually, but it's very common to have some tearing and then they just stitch you up a little bit.
There's like a whole bunch of shit that comes out with a baby, right?
There's a placenta.
Yeah, those are gross. Yeah. I've seen pictures of those on Google.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen these?
Those are like larger than the baby, aren't they?
Yeah, you grow an organ. It's really weird. I didn't look at mine. I was kind of freaked out by it. I was going to like be all hippie and, you know, eat it or something.
No, you were not going to do that.
I didn't. I, like, didn't do it.
Did you think, you honestly considered doing that?
Yeah, my doula was like, some people freeze it and then, like, throw it in a smoothie. And I was like, that sounds tolerable. Like, I'm not gonna fry it up.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I don't know. People say it's really good, and I don't know.
Not say like, it's really good?
Not for you. For you. Not, like, delicious.
We did the most fun ever thing on Saturday. It's part of my splurge and part of the reason that I'm financially stressed right now is because spur of the moment.
You went skydiving?
Mm-mm. I decided to rent a pontoon boat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And we went to Jocassee. He had never been to Lake Jocassee before.
But
it's like the best one. It was one of National Geographic's 50 best places on the earth.
What?
Remaining.
What?
Yes, 50 great places that are still on earth. Jocassee is one of them.
Man, you're really into lakes.
Am I?
Yeah.
What, how, why am I, what other lakes am I into?
Ponds.
Just water?
You fish in?
Because you get there and you're like expecting like a pterodactyl to fly by at some point. Because you're in the mountains. It's just green around you. So we get on this boat. I'm seeing Nate. He's more relaxed than I've seen him in so long. Just having so much fun swimming because it doesn't have to be about like sex swimming. Have you ever noticed that phenomenon? Like sex swimming?
Ugh.
It's a guy thing, I think.
Ugh.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Especially in lakes?
Ugh. Especially in lakes, yeah. No. And I mean, literally, I think I've even said to Nate one time, guys think this is going to be good. It's the same thing as the shower. Like, nothing about this works for a woman.
Amen.
But it just felt so good to, like, play and talk and splash each other. And I said something to him about something about I'm not gonna have sex with anybody else. I think I was dogging on my body or I was doing something like that. But it was not like I wasn't making him an oath. I was just making the casual comment. Like, yeah. Or I was like, not, you know.
I mean, you say that like to me every day.
All the time. Yeah. And he goes, that's not true.
What? And then you just sank.
And this is my fat ghost sitting.
Why is that such a funny word combination? How can I use that more often?
I guess you're just going to have to either get fat or die.
Both. Yeah. Anyway, what would a noise be that a fat ghost would make? Like, instead of, like, ooh, be like,
I mean, my laugh.
But it has to be, like, removed from this world.
Wait.
Sound like Elvis.
Yeah, that's what a fat ghost sounds like. Elvis. Is Elvis.
That's right. So you sank. This is about Nate.
Oh, so he said that, and so I swam off, and I left him there. And I was like, what the fuck, man? And just like I'm swimming towards the boat. You basically just broke up with me. That's how I look at
this.
You're
going to drive away from him.
I'm going to take this boat. This legally, this is my pontoon boat.
That goes super slow. He's going to be able to drift faster than you can drive that boat out of there.
He was meaning to say, he knew that my opinion was that nobody will ever want to sleep with me.
Oh, I see.
And so that's how he interpreted it. That's a weird word to say.
It was normal until you kept saying it.
He interpreted it as me being like, nobody is ever going to want me. And
right.
he thought that he was being supportive because he thinks that a lot of people would want me, and I don't realize that. So he stayed with me on Friday night. The next day we were going to the lake, but he had left the fishing stuff, and so we needed to stop by his house on the way to the lake to get the fishing stuff. We stopped by his house, and his house is on a hill, and sort of his part is the basement that's finished. It's at ground level. Mm-hmm. And there's a sliding door that's kind of his private entrance. And this house, he owns half of this house. His roommate and him just invested together, and they're flipping it. His roommate also has just gotten married and has his new wife and children. They're moving in. It was his high school sweetheart that he rematched with. She's got two kids. They've already gotten married.
But the intention was that they were going to sell the house.
Yeah, they were going to flip it and sell it, or, like, one would buy the other one out. Mm. But then, like, everything changed, and now this family is moving in. Nate he's, like, you know, gone from sort of having half of a house to being like a Cody kind of figure.
On step by step?
Yes. So he goes to get the fishing stuff, and I'm like, I'll wait in the car. He walks around to his door. He comes back from the door, and I see him, and he walks past the car. He opens up his garage, and he gets out a screwdriver or something, or a toolbox. Shuts the garage and walks back past me back to his door again. Comes back, he's got the fishing stuff, throws it in the car, and he is like mad as a turkey. Irate.
Are turkeys mad?
Yeah, mad as a hippo? Mad as a hornet? Ill as a hornet. That's the one. Just
is that really
ill as a hornet.
And are any of those phrases
that yes, ill use? As a hornet is one for sure. Huh. I think mad as a turkey is one. Mm-mm. The door was locked. So he had stayed the night before with me, and they had come down and locked his door to his part of the house. This makes him very angry, because he never locks his door. And he didn't like the fact that they had come down and locked his door. Not because he was locked out, but just because he didn't like that the door was locked. Because that means that Trump has won. He's like, that's fucking Breitbart. That's fucking Fox News. That's gotten in their ear. And it's this woman and her two kids. And Steve, he thinks that they're liberal. And they're living in this culture of fear of, like, somebody's gonna come and take my stuff. And, like, nobody is out to get you. You're not in any harm. And I went and the door was locked, so I went and I fucking took the lock off the door and I threw it in the pond. I was dying laughing because of the fact that, you know, like, you think a person's going to be like, legally it's half mine, mm-hmm. or, you know, that's my space and they shouldn't be intruding into my space. So Trump has won came out of his mouth. You're the only person who would relate it back to Breitbart. He's mad because of Breitbart. He just threw his lock in the pond because of Steve Bannon. But he's all pissed off at Steve not Bannon. Steve not Bannon.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I was just like trying to calm him down on the way to the lake. I'm like, you're gonna enjoy the day. Like, do you want
me? I rented a goddamn pontoon boat for this. I
rented a pontoon boat. Like, you know, it moves slow. We're gonna just slow it down.
So are you like level-headed during a move? Or are you absolutely like on edge, or
I went into my therapist's office yesterday and immediately just broke down crying and then was apologizing because I wasn't even sure why.
So you remember last week I was like, man, I like hit a stride with these drugs.
Yeah, I do.
I can't cry.
Oh, be so thankful.
I want to be. But I have no bottom. You know, like, I don't even have whatever it is that makes me thankful. I feel... Because you have to have, like, a little bit of sadness to be thankful, I think. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I mean, I know... No.
Like, I'm trying to cry don't right now.
Don't try to cry. I'll make you cry. I'll figure it out. You want to talk about animal testing again? You want me to tell you what they do to the animals? No, you don't. We can't put it on the podcast. Sorry.
I can feel a little bit.
You want me, how far do you want me to push?
I feel it in some places, and I can't release that, you know?
Joker just then.
Like a fat ghost.
Amanda, you couldn't look like a fat ghost. You look like a normal, garden ghost. Variety specter. It was a very ghoulish face.
Yes, exactly.
You ghoulish girl. I was thinking about some of my, like, five wing stuff, which, by the way, which is your wing?
I don't know. I think maybe I'm a citizen of the world.
It's so funny. This is all coming together in my brain. But I was going to tell you some psychology stuff today. So babies up until they're 6 months old are considered literally citizens of the world because there are 14,000 languages spoken in the world. And up to the age of 6 months old, babies could learn any single one of them. They did this testing and they had like Taiwanese Mandarin spoke to these babies for like 20 minutes a day. These babies that were like from English speaking households. All it was 20 minutes a day. And at a certain stage of development, these kids were at the same level of comprehension in Taiwanese as a kid that lives in a Taiwanese household. Like it has something to do with how babies' brains work and process and during this certain period. And then, from then on, you're fighting biology if you're trying to learn a new language. And we're fucked if we try. If you and I try to learn a new language, we're just fucked.
Really?
Yeah. After you hit your 30s, it just gets worse and worse and worse and harder and harder.
I mean, I tried memorizing lines after I hit 30 and it got harder and harder and harder.
Do me a monologue. Go.
Hey, you looking at me? That's a monologue.
That's a taxi driver. I was also thinking of, like, the etymology today of the word jumbo. Do you know the word jumbo?
I know the word jumbo, yes, Leah. Do you know
the etymology of the word jumbo?
You want to know it? That's a weird thing to know.
No, it's not. Well, maybe it'll make you cry.
Does it have something to do with an elephant penis?
It doesn't have to do with an elephant penis. An elephant that was the largest elephant in the world, or so it was billed, circus elephant. And I think this was in the early 19th or 20th century. Top billing is the largest elephant in the world. Its name was Jumbo. So the word was never ever
associated.
Yeah, it was a nonsense word at the time, but now it's associated with things that are
large.
Overly large. Guess how Jumbo died?
Oh, no.
I'm not meaning to smile at you because it's really terrible.
A vat of mayonnaise.
He was hit by a train.
What?
The largest elephant in the world was hit by a train.
How?
I guess it was crossing the tracks.
Why?
I guess they couldn't get him to move his fat ass quick enough.
And now his fat ghost.
But, yeah, for some reason I was thinking of the word jumbo today. I was thinking of that etymology. I think of etymology sometimes. When I'm bored in my brain, I like just think
all
of shit.
You think about words all the time. I love words.
I need
an Enneagram book. I need to figure out what my wing is.
But I was going to tell you about the etymology of the word gerrymandering.
Do it.
Okay. So there was this, I don't know, he was some kind of politician. He was a senator or something like that. And his name was Jerry. or Gerald or some derivation of the word Jerry. So Jerry was trying to fix an election by redrawing district lines. Asshole. To shape the influence the vote. And he was a politician in Boston. And the way that they redrew the lines to skew the election in his favor.
Yes.
Around Boston.
And his name is Jerry.
And it's Jerry.
With a G.
When he redrew the lines, the district around Boston that he redrew was in the shape of a salamander.
That's so specific.
Was that ever a nickname of yours?
Yes, my mind is blown. I know you can't tell because I've lost all capacity for emotion.
I love it.
This is me shocked. This is me angry.
That's scary, though.
This is me sad. I'm blinking more because I'm trying to blink out tears. Do you remember when I had a lisp because my jaw was so tense?
Yes.
I'm afraid that's going to come back.
My mom told me today, you're hunched over. I said, okay. She's like, I don't know if it's because you're in pain or what. But you need to practice not being hunched over.
It's like her last-ditch parenting effort. Yes. You're going to turn 33, move out of my house, and start a job on your own, away from me. So
that's all that she...
I mean, I can leave you this last piece of advice... Sit up straight.
I mean, it's just so funny. I don't know if it's because you're in pain or what. If you think that it's possible that I might be in pain, what is it about this tone? Yes, and this, like, this timbre.
Right? Maybe she's on my drugs. I said something today to Jay. He said, like, oh, sorry for getting you worked up because we were talking about some kind of money thing. And I was just like, it's not that I was angry. I'm just like, passionately talking about, like, equal pay for equal work, essentially.
You and you're like, because Trump has won and Steve Bannon has won.
And so I came back up and he was like, sorry for getting you worked up there. Didn't mean for that to happen. And I said something like, you know, that's what you do or something like that. Mm-hmm. And started to walk away. And I was like, I meant that in like a passion kind of way. Like we have like passionate talks about important thing. And he's like, yeah, no, it sounded bad. It sounds bad. I said it and it sounded bad.
No, you're definitely going to have sex with other people.
You're hunched over. I don't know if it's because you're in pain, but I don't want to look at it.
It just made me think of turn your feet in.
Turn your feet in
is what she said to me at the Women's March.
The Women's March is so funny. It's so funny. Oh, do you stick your feet out? Are you a... No, yeah, this is
apparently
pigeon toe.
I walk like a fucking duck or something. What sticks
penguin?
With...
Penguin?
Yeah, a penguin, I guess. Oh. The way that my voice teacher put it was, I walk like I'm taking my cow to market.
Yeah, you have kind of like a wide... I was going to say rural gait. It's like an easy, slow walk. You're going somewhere.
Oh my god.
It's no, I'm just like reiterating.
Andrea was trying to tell me yesterday about how she's like, I know you get down on yourself because you know, the word that you've used before is sloth. But she's like, I think what it is you're very easy to be around, but like part of it is that you have to have that last minute scatter because that's where your creativity comes from. It comes from this jolt that you have kind of at the last minute. Because, like, yeah, I would like for every... In a perfect world, I would be super proportioned and I'd be able to, like, plan projects long term. And I don't mean portioned like, you know,
okay,
like 36, 24, 36. Like, in a perfect world, I would be a brick house.
I've never thought about the way you walk.
So either like, Christina or Monica told me I lead with my feet. So I'm like, I'm the one who walks like goofy.
I mean, the mode with which you're wandering around the room, it looks like Alzheimer's personified. It's just like a very meandery, like not sure entirely where you're going. I mean, literally when you say like you have a rural walk and the way you're demonstrating, it just has a very like who let her out kind of vibe to it.
Oh no 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 no.
Maybe it's pained. Maybe it's a pained walk.
Good God! Did I tell you about my Alzheimer's moment in the grocery store?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, it wasn't today. No, it was today. Nope, wasn't today.
So that was the moment?
Yeah. Did I tell you about the Alzheimer's moment I just had just now on this couch? I was talking in the cereal aisle.
To yourself?
To my mom.
Okay.
About the Girl Scout cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, what's with the cereal these days? What are they going to think of next? And kind of just going on this rant to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn and my mom's not there. She had gone on to another aisle. There was just another dude in the aisle.
Mm-mm.
Down the aisle. Mm-mm. Looking at me because I had been standing there talking to the cereal boxes by myself. Girl Scout Thin Mint cereal. Like, what are they going to think of next? God, I look like a fucking fool all the time. Sylvie asked me today, she said, are you still going to do the podcast? I was like, yeah, and we should do like a hey, listeners.
Hey,
like
listeners.
All right, done.
Thanks.
Print it.
Both of us are moving, and Leah's moving far. There might be a little lapse in content, but that's fine. You've stuck with us before.
And we've given you no explanation
those times. We've given you no explanation those times. So don't unsubscribe. I don't know what the point in that would be.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like boycotting. You just give more attention to the thing that you don't like.
Oh, I never thought about it that way. So what about the whole, like, 99% thing?
Like, yeah. Occupy Wall Street?
I guess that really didn't do anything in the end.
Yeah.
It got a bunch of people, like, maced in the face. How do we get to mace? All right, go back to...
I mean, that's pretty much it. Listen to some other podcasts, but, like... Don't
get too emotionally attached to those, though.
Yeah.
Because like, we want you to come back to us. Let me just put it this way. We're the best podcast that's out there about true crime. We're the best podcast that's out there about cults. We're the best podcast that's out there about animals. Let's do a tag.
Okay.
We should do a fresh tag.
It's like a fresh start skin tag.
Gross.
Everything body grosses you out, doesn't it?
Who likes a skin tag?
No. God, you can't even joke about skin tags.
Okay, here comes our formal tag. Ready? Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Leah.
What's going on? Fuck.
Just recording a podcast with you.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Do you want to know the name of it? The Nervous Record.
What? I thought this was the basement treatment.
Nope. It's the Nervous Record.
Are you sure it's not Murder Me? Wait, no, that's not. I was thinking of Murder, She Wrote. What? My favorite murder.
It is Murder Me. Anyway, so follow us on social media. Do you have something to say?
No, I was thinking about we should guilt people. Like, we should guilt him way hard. So we might have a tiny lapse in time before we come back with all new episodes. But we promise we're going to. They're in there. If you want them, let us know. Give us one of those things. Review. Rate us or something like that.
Yeah.
We've got 32 ratings right now. Let's get that up to a solid 40 in the next few weeks. So if you don't, you're no friend of ours. Also, everybody troll Nate so that he puts me on his Instagram more.
Just like as a girlfriend?
Yeah, just girlfriend stuff.
Oakland Woodworks.
And tell him to come visit me in Cleveland.
Yeah, troll Cleveland.
We love you guys.
I don't love you guys in like a physical sense. Like, I'm not gonna put out.
If anybody's interested in me putting out, rate, review, and subscribe. And I've gotten way better at it, I feel like. I mean, I'm not, like, Rizzo level. I'm not, like, at a level where I throw the cigarette on the ground and I stamp it out with my foot. Mm-hmm. You know, that's... I think I'm associating putting out with actually putting out a cigarette. It's not off the table.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
I just want a tapeworm.
Gross.
If I'm gonna have a bug thing, I want one of the ones that makes you hot.
No way. I do not want a tapeworm inside my body.
I mean, how is it really different than having a baby?
Hey, Leah.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, where are we on the internet?
We're all over the internet.
Heyo. You think we're funny and you want to follow us on social media and tell all of your friends about us.
Or you hate our guts and you just want to say mean things.
It's still advertising, right? You can find us on Facebook, at The Nervous Record.
We're also on Twitter,
at The Nervous Record.
You can also find us on Instagram, at The Nervous Record.
That's awesome. Hey, rate, subscribe, and like us. That's
not in that order, I don't think.
You like, subscribe.
S-R-L.
What? Subscribe, rate, and like?
Yeah, I don't think that's an actual acronym, but we could just make it.
Hey, S-R-L us, bitches.